USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin just launched its fourth successful space tourism mission, taking six passengers that included a Blue Origin engineer and five paying customers aboard their new Shepard capsule at the company's West Texas facilities. The launch vehicle and crew all return safely. As Russia continues to hurl bombs into Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed Australia's parliament this morning.
We can say that Russia destroyed our dream. No, they just burned down a plane, hardware, a shell, but not the essence, not the freedom, not the dignity, nor our independence.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The CDC's Title 42 order was first issued by President Trump in March of 2020. Using the pandemic as a reason for turning back migrants that may bring the disease into the country, hindering our efforts to eradicate the disease that originated in China. The end of Title 42 will take place in late May when the Biden administration has announced it will allow it to expire. President Biden wants more money for COVID preparedness.
President Biden says COVID is not over, but it no longer controls our lives. Speaking from the White House, Biden unveiled a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get any information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Biden also calling on Congress to authorize billions of dollars in additional funding for COVID services and treatments.
We need to secure additional supply now. We can't wait until we find ourselves in the midst of another surge to act. It'll be too late.
President also receiving his second booster. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's proposed $5.8 trillion budget focuses far too much on climate change than other priorities, such as Ukraine or the border security. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, makes the claim.
Budgets are about priorities, and when you're spending $5.8 trillion and your focus is climate change, now think about this in regard to where we are right now. With Russia and Ukraine, with China, and the threat that we have from the Chinese Communist Party, and the other two members of the ACWR with Russia and China, which is Iran and North Korea. And then you have people from 160 countries that came across this border last year, a million people that have already come across this border this year, this fiscal year, and you're saying, oh, well, we're not going to put money into securing the border. We're not going to put money into stopping people that we do not know who they are or where they're from coming into this country.
Action movie icon Bruce Willis was having cognitive issues on the set of his recent films and was unable to remember his lines before his family stepped in to take care of him. On Wednesday, Willis' family announced the star has been diagnosed with aphasia and will step away from his decades-long career. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.